This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with Jim Wilhelm. He's presenting a one-man show about Wyatt Earp this weekend at the Apollo Theater. Jim, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for asking me. Appreciate it.
Now, again, this is a one-man show in which you portray Wyatt Earp. And one of the things that I was surprised to learn was that he was born in Monmouth, Illinois. He actually lived in Peoria when he was a younger man.
Well, he lived here when he was 24 years old.
Okay.
He grew up in Monmouth, but family moved back and forth between Monmouth and Pella, Iowa for some reason. But in his 24th year, he came here to visit his brother, and he was here for about a year.
So that's the local connection, the
yes,
local tie.
Right, right. And they left here. He never came back again.
Now, we all remember Wyatt Earp as, you know, the lawman, one of the participants in the shootout at the OK Corral. And I guess that was an event that really defined him in the public consciousness. But what happened to Wyatt Earp after that? Because that's all we ever remember.
He resented that publicity that shootout got, and he tried to ignore it for the rest of his life, and the public would not let him. Everywhere he went, every town he went into, if the newspaper people heard that he was in town, they wanted to interview him, and all they ever wanted to talk about was the shootout. So he spent the rest of his life really trying to live that down.
Is that actually then the premise for your show, that you're trying to give a little bit more to his life beyond that event?
Exactly, and that's why we've called it The Other Side of the Story, because what he considers the negative side has been told so much that this is an opportunity for him to tell his side of the story.
Talk a little bit about his story.
Well, there were the two incidents that were the most prominent was the shootout at the OK Corral. And then later in his life, in a completely different sort of subject, he refereed a heavyweight boxing match, which was he was said to have thrown the match for the challenger. And that got publicity nationwide because of the magazine that kept going back to cover that issue. And every time they talked about it, they would go back to the shootout. So the whole public nationwide had a chance to firm up their conviction about whether he was a good guy or a bad guy. And these two events were like bookends in his life that he was trying to live down.
And now, in order to create this performance, how much did you have to go back into the historical record and assemble not only his biographical details, but his own writings to get his perspective on these events?
That information is pretty well available. There are a lot of books about him, and a lot of them have a different point of view, and some of them even have different facts. So you have to kind of sift through that and decide which path you want to take. But there's plenty of information about him, and it was really quite easy to create a narrative of his life.
And what interested you in doing a show like this? This is really kind of unique.
Well, I always like Westerns, going back to Roy Rogers and Gene Autry. And when I first started working on it, just writing it, I thought I might write something for publication. But as I got into it, I started thinking, I could do this live. You could present this as theater. So I began to switch my focus. And the real problem was just taking all that information was available and putting it in his mouth, so that all the information is coming from him. But it really came together pretty quickly.
So would this be analogous, say, to Hal Holbrook's well-known performance as Mark Twain? Is that sort of what you have here, where
Yes. He's
telling his own story?
Yes.
And
this is purely a fictional event. We have established this, that he's back in Peoria in 1914, and he's 66 years old, reviewing his life. But that event never really happened.
And you chose the year 1914 because that is actually when the Apollo Theater
itself first
opened.
That's right. That's right. And so he hires the hall and makes a presentation for three nights.
And reading through your materials, it almost sounds like one of the stars of the show is also the Apollo.
Well, I was hoping that people of Apollo would jump on that bandwagon more. And I think they're planning to do some things with the anniversary of the Apollo later in the year, but I think they weren't quite ready to do it yet. So we didn't maybe get as much mileage out of that as we maybe could have.
Now, did Wyatt Earp actually go to some effort later in life to correct the historical record, to balance it out in kind of in the manner in which you're portraying, although obviously he didn't come to Peoria.
Well, it was interesting because he had his bad side. He wanted to whitewash any bad thing he ever did. But he did do many things. For example, the prostitution here in Peoria. Was he a John? Was he a keeper of the house of prostitution or not? Or was he just a marshal keeping order in the house? So he couldn't whitewash everything because there were some things about his life that he wanted to suppress, but they were there, and he couldn't whitewash them completely.
I think about you being on stage. Is it really just you for well over an hour?
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Jim, I'm wondering, how does somebody memorize all that?
Yeah, I think it runs to about 20 typewritten pages, but it's fairly simple because it's all done chronologically. Once you know the story, it flows fairly well because one event leads to another and to another and to another. So it's in a sense, it's easier than just what you went through, where you have to learn the lines in a play, where you have to make sure you get the cue out for the next guy, and you got to make sure that they give you your cue. Well, in something like this, I'm just rolling along.
And can you ad-lib a little bit? You know chronologically where you've got to go, but you're just kind of talking to the audience.
I can ad-lib a lot.
After all.
Especially since I wrote it.
You can take liberties with the words.
That's
since
right.
You wrote it right.
Yeah, right.
Now, one of the challenges of doing a one-person show, in addition to not having other actors to rely on, is you don't necessarily have that extra set of eyes out in the house. You don't have a director watching you. Are you working with someone outside, or is this something you've created entirely on your own?
On my own, and I wonder about that, because generally, historically, I've always had a director who could suggest you do this or do that, or speed this up, or do this or do that, and it's just on my own, and I'm concerned about it. I don't know. Maybe it'll be great. Maybe it won't. I don't know.
But you're willing to take the risk, and I think that's very admirable. What made you bite the bullet and say we're going to do this show?
Well, it sounds egotistical, I guess, to say it, but I've always thought I was pretty good. And I think if you're good, it'll show. If it's a bomb, then I'm not as good as I thought I was. But I feel like I have the background and experience that we can make this work. So I feel confident about it. But always in the back of your mind, there's a little bit of a doubt. Is this going to work? Because the audience doesn't have any place else to look. There's not a set they can look at. There's nothing else except I'm up there on the stage.
Well, there's certainly going to be a good visual. I saw a picture of Wyatt Earp and then you next to Wyatt Earp, and there's not going to be a lot of makeup and a lot of changes because you sort of look like the guy.
I think so in some respects, I guess. I don't see it so much, but many people have said that, so I guess you must be right.
Now, is there any idea of where you take this after these three performances? I mean, is this something you'd like to return to in a year or two, or would you like to see other people pick this up and perform it in their own venues?
We haven't thought about that. I haven't thought about that at all. Some other people have suggested things. There's a Wyatt Earp sort of a museum in Monmouth, and someone said, well, they might be interested in having over there to do it as a part of their program, but nothing has been said, and I haven't pursued anything else. So as far as I'm concerned now, anyway, it's three nights and done.
I think people hearing your voice are going to associate you immediately with the Illinois Adventure, with WTVP, and this is quite a departure. How's it a balance to you in doing this kind of program as opposed to doing the television program?
The good thing about doing a television program, when you're taping it, you can always say, let's do that over. Let's try that again. And as you know, when you're on stage and you're standing back there and you think, I got to go out there for the next 2 hours and be perfect, that can be intimidating. But when you're doing film, a tape, and you make a mistake, you just say, let's try it again. So in that respect, it's very different.
That's Jim Wilhelm talking about his one-man show about Wyatt Earp. Performances are tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon at the Apollo Theater in Peoria. Jim, break a leg.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Nathan, local personality Yvonne Greer presents an encore performance of her solo cabaret show tomorrow night at 8 p.m. in the Broadway Lounge at the Peoria Cabaret Theater. With Winston Dunbar at the piano, Yvonne sings some of her favorite music, songs by Billie Holiday, The Temptations, and even a little Lady Gaga.
And ArcLight Productions in Glassford is presenting a production of the musical Thoroughly Modern Millie. The musical won 6 Tony Awards back in 2002. It's about a young flapper in the 1920s. She sets out for New York to marry a rich millionaire. Performances continue tonight through Sunday at Illini Bluffs High School in Glassford.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, visit us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.